Hi, everybody. This is a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and it's your girl Marva.
And Jalen.
And today we're recording a special edition of the show called Club Bookie. And Club Bookie is going to be every episode that features Jalen. And we're going to talk about stuff, what's going on in Jalen's life, our lives together, and just new stuff with me and Jalen, okay? So let's get into it. Today, Jalen came over.
Yes, I woke up at bright and early, 6:30 is too early, I'm on break.
Girl, okay. Anywho, and Miss Girl came over after she left the mall, and we hung out. We cleaned her room because her closet desperately need to be cleaned out.
Yes, desperate.
Okay, and then we walked and got rain from school, and then we ate at Dan's Pizza.
It was really good. I got pepperoni pizza and barbecue boneless wings.
And I had me a little mango habanero mixed with Thai chili wing and a little pepperoni pizza too. Then we came home. We convinced Charles to take us to Dollar Tree, and we spent a whole bunch of money in Dollar Tree for nothing, no reason.
And then we got this pickled sausage thing, and it was
No, baby,
horrible.
you and your daddy got that pickle sauce thing. I didn't partake in that. That's disgusting. Who buys a hot pickled sausage from the Dollar Tree, Jalen?
I literally almost threw up in my bed. That was horrible.
And then you kept throwing it on the clean bed. Girl, I want to throw up for you, because imagine us sleeping tonight in this bed and smell that hot sausage.
Well, I was trying not to throw up all over the bed. It's the sausage of everything I've eaten today.
Never mind. Okay, I understand. I understand. Let's see. What else did we do today?
We came home, we went there. Then when y'all gave the kids a bath.
Oh yeah, when we got back, we put the kids to bed because Rain and Lennox are on a schedule, so I had to put them in the bed. Then I got stuff ready for the podcast, and Jalen and Charles tried a whole bunch of candy and weird drinks from the Dollar Tree. What drinks did y'all try again?
We got the wild berry Skittles drink and the blue one, and then we got a green apple Warheads drink.
Were they good? Rate them.
Warheads drink, I used to like them, but I gave it a 2. It tastes like something that's gonna kill me.
Artificial flavors and stuff don't kill
Yeah,
you. It tastes chemically.
and the carbonation was like, yeah, no. And then so that was like a 2. The blue Skittles drink was a definite 10, and the purple tro
I think it's
wild
wildberry.
berry one was an 8.5.
Okay. And did y'all try any candy?
We got some popsicle flavored Sour Punch bites.
Are they good?
Yeah, it was all right.
You'll never get them again,
No.
huh? Okay. Let's see, what else did we do?
Oh, and we tried peeling banana gummies, so I had them. He didn't like them.
Was they good?
Yeah.
I like banana flavored stuff. You know what, me and Riri likes those banana Laffy Taffys. How you gonna eat a peeling banana candy but you don't like the banana Laffy Taffys?
They don't taste that good.
Girl, please. Anywho, okay, then what candy? Give me
What
the best
can
candy you ever had then.
the best candy I ever had? Reese's and Dubai chocolate.
That's the best candy you ever had?
Dubai chocolate, yeah.
The best candy I ever had was a Ferrero Rocher.
Or a Kinder Bueno bars.
I hate the Kinder bars.
Right now I'm hyper fixated on Reese's and Kinder bars.
Mine's is
Oh, and I'm hyper fixated on Legos.
my hyperfixation right now is, let's see, Coke Zero. And I don't really eat a lot of sweets. I'm not a
Yeah.
sweets eating person. But I do like Sour Punch straws, the little short ones that come in the bag. I got a bag of those. I think I got a bag of
Yeah, you
the
got the blue
tropical
ones.
looking
You
ones.
got the blue ones at
Yeah.
Dollar
Oh,
Tree.
I got blue ones? Okay. I know I picked one of
The other
them.
day I went to the gas station, I got my mom went in there and she got the wrong kind of Kinder bar, so I don't know what kind of Kinder bar it was. And it was expired, so
Not expired and wrong.
I took a bite out of
Look,
it
my
and I
girl
was
was
like,
trying her
no.
best. She was
Yeah,
trying her
no, I was
best
like,
in
hey
there.
mom, but this is expired.
Okay. How's your fall break going?
It's going good. Except for I pulled muscles in my back, but other than that, it's going really good.
What'd you do?
I picked up my brother Eli.
No, I'm talking about, like, what did you do during your fall break? Like,
nothing much. I was just hanging out with my mom and my brother.
Just chilling.
Trying new things. We tried Chipotle the other day, and it was pretty good.
What'd you get?
I got a burrito bowl with white rice, chicken. I don't eat anything else that often. Shredded cheese, queso, lettuce, and sour cream.
Oh my god, that sounds so good. And the crazy part is, when we were on the phone, I was like, Jalen, I'm making Chipotle bowls tonight. And you was like, oh my god, I just had Chipotle.
Mm-hmm, and it was so good.
And mine was, I made the homemade lime rice. Mm-hmm. I made black beans. I made corn. I made chicken fajita on the grill outside. Mm-hmm. And then I made homemade Chipotle honey vinaigrette. And I put sour cream on mine and cheese. I put everything and made a bowl and ate it with some tortilla chips, and it was
oh yes, so good. Chipotle tortilla chips. I don't know what they put on them. That is the best thing at Chipotle.
Did you just growl?
No.
Y'all, she just growled. I swear to God, y'all, she just said.
It's that good, y'all. And so I got some early this morning for my camera here.
Yeah, and then let's see. Oh, and then yesterday I ate the Chipotle leftovers and I made quesadillas and it was so good. And I mixed sour cream with the vinaigrette and made like a little sauce and dipped it in my quesadilla in there, and it was like, let's see what else. What are our plans for tonight, girl? I think tonight we're gonna watch us a movie. We're gonna get in the Halloween spirit.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I'm gonna force you to watch a scary movie with me.
For real?
Not really, like, scary, but it's a scary movie.
No, please, no.
Please, watch it with me. I'm scared. Oh, let's watch the scary, Sing.
Okay.
The Halloween Sing.
That's about as scary as we're gonna get.
Okay, because you're not gonna, I know you're not gonna watch Maxine with me. And if I told you what Maxine was about, you'd be like, hell no.
Probably murder.
Also, I don't think Maxine is, like, kid appropriate, so I kind of changed my mind on that. It's kind of.
Yeah, I wasn't.
It's extreme, yeah.
But I wasn't gonna watch it anyways.
Okay, Miss Jella, let's put you on the hot seat. How do you feel about me as a stepmom? Go ahead and tell all the people.
So amazing. Mm-hmm. You're really open to new things.
What else, girl?
I'm trying to think.
let me help you out a little bit. How did you feel when you realized that I was gonna be your stepmom?
When I was five?
Yeah.
But I walked in the kitchen and I was like, who is this girl and why is she in here?
No, no, no. I mean, like, not when you first met me. I'm like, when you realize, like, okay, me and dad really.
I don't think I ever realized that. Like, I just knew.
I mean, okay, let me ask you the question. Listen, how did you feel when you realized, like, oh, my dad and Miss TJ are really, really dating? Like they're together for real, for real. Like, this is going to be my stepmom for real. Like, this is not just, like, dad's little friend, you know?
Like, I don't think I ever, like, really realized that until maybe I got older. But I didn't even notice it that much because y'all have been living together and I lived with y'all
for a little bit. Oh, yeah, like, I mean, we kind of.
So it was just, like.
Okay, I understand it because, like, yeah, me and dad are living together. You were spending the night with us, going to school.
I never really thought about it like that.
You feel like you just went with the flow?
Yeah, I was just like, okay. She's here.
Okay. Miss Girl's here. Okay, I guess. Yeah.
I was like, okay.
What?
I know. I was like, why are you in the kitchen? I know. Why are you sitting there?
And I was like.
Were you nervous to meet me?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you say? How did my dad tell you he had a kid?
I had already knew your dad had a kid because remember he was friends with my dad.
Oh, yeah. I forget that they are friends.
Yeah. I had already knew your dad had a kid because when I finally came around him, he would always talk about you.
Really?
Yeah, even before me and him started dating, all he talked about was you.
Oh, how cute.
And now all he talks about is his kids for real. But that's what made me like your dad. Any guy, even like if you date somebody in the future, uh-huh. Even if, you know, whatever, if somebody loves their kids, then they'll love you.
Yeah.
If you meet somebody and they got kids and they don't talk about their kids or they're not interested in their kids, then no. Mm-mm. Red flag on the play.
I have a type list, and like one of the major things on it is they like kids.
Yes. Also, I've always been around kids, like Denim and all my cousins' kids and stuff, so it was kind of easy to just being a stepmom.
Yeah.
Also, I never was like, ew, no, I don't want to be her stepmom. Like, I don't want to be her mom, bro. I don't want to do that.
I mean, I'm cool. I don't
wanna bathe her, get her ready for school, and help y'all raise her. Because I really did. I used to have so much fun.
Yeah.
I remember the first time you ever spent a night and had to go to school from the house was like Red Ribbon Week. And then we spray painted your house, your hair and stuff. Uh-huh. Yes, it was fun. But that also like helped me do the stuff with your brother now. Because now I'm excited like, oh my God, I get to do Red Ribbon Week with Rain for the first time.
And then maybe it like helped you like prepare for Red Ribbon Week.
Oh yeah, you definitely prepared me. Well, you prepared me in general.
Yeah.
To being a parent. Not saying that I was never a parent to you, but, like,
yeah.
to my own children. How do you feel about me as a parent?
I think you're a really good parent.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you just saying that?
No, like, I feel like you would do anything for them, and you're just, like, a really good mom. Like, you take care, like, of course you take care of them, but, like, you take a really, like, you do a really good job taking care of them.
What about you, girl?
And you take a really good care of taking.
Well, you keep saying your brother and sister, but all y'all are my children.
Well, yeah, but like, you take good, really good care of all of us.
Okay, how do you feel about me as a person, like outside being a mom?
You're really funny. You have a lot of jokes.
I really do have a lot of jokes. I do.
You're kind of like carefree.
Yes, I don't take them serious.
And you have a lot of hobbies.
I do have a lot of hobbies. Do you like my hobbies?
Yes.
Do you like that I have a lot of hobbies?
Yeah.
Does it confuse you sometimes when you come home and you be like, girl, what the fuck are you doing today? Yes, it's
something different I feel when I come.
God, no. I think the last time you were here, I was talking about getting an instrument and you were like...
Yeah, last time it was an instrument. This time I just got here, so it's nothing new yet.
Well, it's the podcast again.
Well, yeah, now the podcast.
Yeah. Well, I have more time now to do my podcast, so. But I still do want an instrument. I'm going to get on here and start playing the instrument. Y'all going to think it's a whole show. Y'all going to think I'm going to be telling y'all some tea, and it's going to be me playing the viola for 5 minutes. I'm going to be playing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be like. I'm going to play that sad song that Mr. Kerr plays for SpongeBob.
Oh, my gosh.
It's
going to
be like. Everybody gonna be like, turn this off. Hurry up.
They're gonna get
girl,
off.
Get off. Let's see. Do you think let's see. Do you like having a step parent?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have me and you have Curtis.
Yeah, I feel like it's nothing like nothing like I don't mean it's rude, but it's like nothing different. Like it's just like I got more parents.
Like, you feel like you have more support in your life?
It's just like I have another mom and dad, so it's just like...
Do you feel like you're lucky to have...
Yes.
Well, you have an awesome mom and an awesome dad, and you have awesome... A really awesome stepdad and a really awesome...
Stepmom.
But yes. Mm-hmm. I think you're very lucky. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when we look at other people's dynamics, like your cousins, who, like, lost a parent, or, like, some kids who have, like, single-parent households and stuff... Okay. Well, yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, those kind of dynamics, I'm also very grateful that I can co-parent with your mom, and your mom allows me to, you know, in sometimes, because sometimes she'll ask me, she'll be like, what do you think I should do? Like, it's your call. Yeah. And I'll be like, girl, you ain't even got to ask me. This is your child. Mm-hmm. But I'd be so happy. Like, I'm like, oh, my God. She can't do it. I'm like, no. She'd be like, okay. Yes, Stella can't do it. Oh my God, it was my call. And you just be like, y'all double team me.
It actually makes me mad because it's so annoying to me.
It's because we be double teaming you.
Yeah, it really gets annoying.
But we're only protecting you, to be honest.
When y'all get together, it just is so annoying to me. It's like. And then y'all tell me no. I don't like it.
Girl, it don't matter because what you gonna do about it? Mm-hmm. What you gonna do about it? Let me know. What are you gonna do about it?
Nothing.
Exactly. Because me and Taylor will tear you up.
When Eli was talking to you the other day, I was ready for him to go because I don't want to share you no more.
Oh, your brother.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about that other situation you asked me and mom about.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. We're not going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Why you don't want to share? You know what, Jalen? The craziest thing I've ever heard you say was that you wish sometimes you were the only child still so you didn't have to share us with anybody but yourself. That's wild. But you have the nerve to ask for another sibling.
Yeah. Because I love babies. But it's okay. I got
and then what you going to happen when the baby not a baby no more? Exactly. Exactly. Thank you.
I'm still going to love it. Like,
girl, what is love? Ain't going to buy diapers and milk.
My dad's paycheck will.
Girl, please. We barely move. We barely living off of that. I'm going to have to start selling furniture. I'm going to have to start selling stuff in the house. I'm just laying down. But still, I'm getting too old to be having another baby boo. I'll be 30 next year.
That's 30 next year.
Baby, I'm not having no baby in the 30s. I'm trying to get a... Jillian. I'm trying to get a mom, a new mom body.
You're 20.
Girl, don't nobody got time to be...
It's not like you're 45.
Jillian, just like I told your mom the other day, if I have another baby, I'm going to have to tie my titties behind my waist. For real. Literally, look at me. Take them and tie them behind my waist. That's how big they're going to be.
Interesting.
Thank you. So, no. No, we're not. How do you feel about turning 13 this past August? I remember when you came home after your birthday and you were like, Miss Weege, I don't want to grow up.
Yeah, no, I don't. I mean, I don't feel a change from being 12 to 13. But I don't like to be getting older. I don't want to be an adult. I want to be a kid forever.
I'm so glad you think like that for real.
It's lit being a kid.
Because when I was 13, I didn't think like that. I want to be grown. And honestly, it's not fun. Because now that I'm an adult, it's like, I don't do nothing. Because at your age, I was trying to be grown for real. Like at 13, girl, I had my building pierced.
What?
I had my cartilage pierced. By 15, I had a tattoo.
Dang.
And I'd be thanking God that you're like, you are age appropriate. Like, you act your age.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that you don't like...
Just chilling.
Not even that. I appreciate that you don't try and like push the boundaries, because I would rather you enjoy your adulthood when you become an adult, because it's way funner. I'm telling you, if you try and grow up too fast now, it'll only make problems for you later on. Let's see, are you looking forward to high school? Jalen, oh my god, y'all, oh my god, when me and Charles first started dating, Jalen had just graduated kindergarten. Can y'all believe she gonna be in the ninth grade next school year?
I'm gonna be in high school, y'all.
Y'all, my child gonna be in the ninth grade, y'all. Me and her mama literally gonna have to, the day Jalen goes to high school, and Taylor, if you listen to this, we gonna have to go sit at the bar together. For real. Because, girl, I'm gonna be crying. We gonna have to go to church that Sunday. We gonna have to do something. Because when Rain went to kindergarten this year, I cried in the truck. Y'all seen them pictures. Baby, I cried for real. I was crying. You think I'm about to let my child go to high school with y'all hoodlum-ass kids?
Definitely hoodlums. Hoodlums, definitely.
Y'all, my child, I want
to talk to you. If you have parents out there, y'all need to get them together.
Jalen, please. Jalen, what about the boys? Jalen, tell the podcast about the boys.
About the boys? What am I supposed to say?
Jalen.
None of them.
Talk about that. Jalen, what that boy be wearing that you had liked at school that one time?
Okay, also, don't even get me started on him. You know what?
Get it together, boo.
I gotta get it together, because every time I think about him, I just crash out. He used to wear True Religion jeans and all of the True Religion.
And what he used to brush his hair with?
I don't know what they're called.
Would you say a sponge?
It was like a sponge.
Y'all, I said not my baby. It like the, not calling him a hoodlum, but not the boy with the sponge, sponging his hair in the hallway with the True Religion and the Jordans. No, not even
in the hallway in the classroom.
Y'all, I didn't want her to talk to him. And I didn't tell her that, but I was so happy when she told me she didn't like him no more. I was like, thank God, thank you. Thank you, because I prayed on it, boo.
I prayed on it, too.
I literally told her
crazy the night before I decided no, it's not gonna work out. I was literally in the bathroom. I was like, you know, if he's not for me, go ahead and take him out. And literally the next day, he was gone.
Girl, I be telling you, you got to pray on it sometimes. God gonna tell you.
He was praying on it.
When your mind starts thinking about it, that's God answering right there. Your conscience, I'm telling you.
Literally the next morning, I was like, no.
And when you told me you the one in the bar, I was like, thank God. Because I ain't want you with him anyways. Don't get a boyfriend. Let's see.
Oh, nobody in my school matches my type list, so I'm going to high school.
Jalen, please.
Yeah.
Y'all, she ain't gonna never have a boyfriend until she get... I don't care. Honestly, I don't even count these as real boyfriends. Girl, y'all just on FaceTime giggling the whole time, holding the phone, looking ugly. Both of y'all breath stank. One of y'all probably musty, and the other one feet smell like corn chips. So,
oh, okay.
Okay, first question from Instagram, because I asked, you know, Instagram, mm-hmm. your auntie asked, what information are you needing or wanting before going to high school? Like, what is something that you need to know about high school before you go?
I don't know. I'm not thinking about high school.
Well, it's okay if you're not thinking about it.
School just started 9 weeks ago.
It really did just start. But, like, are you, like, when you think really, about going to high school.
The only thing I'm really worried about is being able to make it from half the other school.
Girl, let me tell you.
School, like.
Me and Marissa was just talking about this the other day. We were talking about how we were freshmen, and we got to school, the first day of school, high school, and it was literally 2,000 kids, and you like, first period is on this hallway, and the gym is all the way down there. Boo, how you want that to be my second period? Girl, sometimes you just got to walk real fast and just get the hell up out of there.
Yeah.
Honestly, until you really know all your classes at the first week, girl, you're going to be... But at our high school, a week before school started... Mm-hmm. They had us go to the school with our schedules and look for our classes. So we can, like, yeah. already know
our
where to go.
Our school didn't do that.
Yeah.
We don't even have Meet the Teacher.
Well, we didn't do Meet the Teacher either. Dylan?
I'm scared for
that. Girl, you're going to have, like, 8 different teachers.
I'm scared for that part. That's the only thing I'm scared about.
Oh, Lord.
They're just pulling out to the classroom and be like, hello?
I'm not hi, my name's Jalen.
Yeah, hi, my name's Jalen.
Let me sit in the back.
Yeah.
She also asked, do you feel supported by your support system is there anything we can improve as a support system? Like, do you already feel supported by your support system?
No, I feel supported.
You wouldn't change anything?
No.
Okay, that's good. That means we're doing our job. My friend Jen asked, have you heard anything about sex in middle school? And stuff about sex and trying to see, she's trying to see what she needs to know for her son and her kids. Like, okay, I'm gonna just ask you this.
Just pray for them because it gets inappropriate in fifth grade.
It got inappropriate in fifth grade? Well, we did give you the talk by then.
I already knew by then because of fifth grade.
Yeah. So you feel like other kids talk about inappropriate stuff?
Very inappropriate
stuff. And you know what? Me and your mom.
Just know that in the junior high, they're gonna be doing it. They're gonna do it. The bathrooms, yeah.
The bathrooms at the school? Mm-hmm. Jelly, you getting homeschooled next year. I don't care what anybody's saying.
No.
I'm gonna call Taylor right now.
No.
Jelly, I think me and your mom had a conversation one time and we were talking about that. And I was just like, Taylor, I'm gonna be honest with you. Kids talk about a lot of inappropriate stuff. Like, you never know what's going on in somebody else's household. You don't know what people allow their kids to talk about or see or do. And then they come to school and they talk about these things with their friends and they say it in front of other kids. And other kids are like, what the hell are you talking about? Baby, what is that? Let me tell you something, Jolynn. Girl, let the Lord be with you. You better not. Girl, let the Lord be with you.
And is there anything I've learned about it at school
that is disgusting?
That you don't need to be doing it in the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. Definitely not.
Dylan, you don't need to do it at all, honestly.
I'm surprised. Never mind. I'm not even gonna say it.
Dylan, please. My cousin Misha asked, are you nervous about starting high school?
I'm not really thinking about high school. But a little
bit. But, like, are you, like, okay, so, like, we just gonna say, this is the summer before high school starts, okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm checking a little bit.
You gonna be shaking in your Lululemons?
Yes.
Shaking in your Crocs? Jalen, what are you gonna wear on the first day of school, high school? Are you gonna really stunt it out, or are you just gonna wear something comfortable? No. I'm gonna be honest with you. High school is so annoying. You're gonna want to be comfortable all the time. You're not gonna want to dress up.
I don't even know what my wardrobe for next year is gonna be. I didn't even know what my wardrobe was gonna be until I went shopping, and it was just all those.
I'm gonna be honest with you, boo. Just get you a lot of good, nice tights, flared out pants, or something.
That's a like a lot of good dress code.
Really, in high school still? They're annoying. Girl, I stay with a jean jacket and a t-shirt and some tights on at school. Girl, don't even play. Let's see. What else should we talk about? What is going on, y'all? Let's see. You want to be messy boots? Let's be messy boots today. What are we going to be messy boots about? Dylan, let's talk about some embarrassing stuff that ever happened, like, that me and you experienced together. Let's see.
Oh, I have one.
Tell me.
I peed in the water bottle the other day.
How did you do that? No, for real, how did you do that?
What do you mean, how did I do that? I just peed in it.
Dylan, how did you pee through that little bitty hole? You know what? Some of the stuff you told me, I just be like, okay. Yeah.
I told my mom how I was in the bathroom. I did it in the bathroom, and I told my mom the other day and hobby yesterday, and she was like, you know, I have no words for you. Sometimes I have no words for you.
No, for real, I really don't either. I'd be like, all right. Sometimes when I just tell you okay and all right, I just be like, girl, you know what?
All right, let me not even get her
started. I'm not even about to get you started, because if I get you started, you're just going to keep doing it. Joe, you remember that time I dared you to go put that ice water on your dad when he fell asleep at the pool that time?
Yeah, me personally and Jordan had to go run up the stairs because we wanted macaroni and fried chicken.
Girl, yes. And I was like, go throw this water on your dad.
And they got in the bathroom. We didn't even eat until they got off of the bath.
What's your favorite memory with me?
My favorite memory with you? Oh my God, there's so many of them.
You make me feel so special for real. Because I don't be feeling like we have a lot. Like, we do have a lot, but I wish we had more.
Yeah. Honestly, I think my favorite, I don't know why this one is my favorite, but whenever, like, I first met you, we, like, barely moved into the first apartment, and I threw that Rubik's Cube, that Dora Rubik's Cube at your leg, and you were like, I'm calling the police.
Oh, yeah, you started crying. You was like, and I was like, I don't care.
Yeah, that was my favorite. I don't know why, but that's my favorite memory.
I think it's just funny.
Yeah.
It's funny because we're both... I
think that was, like, my first, like favorite memory of me and you. Like, I don't know why.
Well, girl, because that I really just started us play fighting for real.
Yeah.
That started us play fighting for real. And I was like, girl, you're going
to... Oh, my gosh. I'm going to be in Target. That's one of my favorite.
Well, yeah, one time we was in Target, and I told Charles that I was going to start pretending like I didn't know Jalen. Y'all, she started crying. She's like, don't do that, because they're going to think I don't belong to you, and they're going to call the police, and they're going to take me. And I was just like, bro, you just went from 0 to 100 so quick. All I did was say I didn't know you. And it was just me and her and Charles on the aisle. I was like, girl, can't nobody even hear me? Relax. Now, I think the funniest, let me see. I know the first time you ever made me feel so special, like one time we were holding hands and we were walking to Target, and you were like, it's like you're almost like having a second mom. And I was just like, and then I take that one back. No, my favorite one was the first Mother's Day as being a stepmom. And I remember you and mom was at Mimi's house, and you called me. I was working at Ulta, and you were like, happy Mother's Day, Miss Fiji. And I was just like, Chad, I'm about to cry.
Not at the Ulta.
Yes, that was my first one when I was working at Ulta. I was like, oh my God, now my baby just called to tell me Mother's Day, y'all. And then you would give me, your mom would give me Mother's Day gifts. And then I started getting hers. Mm-hmm. Yes, Bookie, you made me feel so special. I was like, oh my God, wow. Being a stepmom is really, you know, it really is good out here, y'all. It's not ghetto like y'all said it was. I actually love being a stepmom.
Yeah.
My kids are my favorite thing to brag about. No, for real. Girl, I be bragging about y'all because y'all are perfect in my eyes, for real. Jalen, remember that time you didn't want to go on the cruise with us because you didn't want to get on the boat?
Yeah. I still don't want to get on the boat.
Jalen.
What if we end up like a Titanic
somewhere? Jalen, it's not like that. I keep telling you.
We need to talk about my conspiracy theory on eels.
Spawn of the devil.
They're literally demonic. I'm not.
Where'd they come from? How are they?
They have no
reproducing.
They have no reproductive organs. How are they making babies? It's impossible. They live in the Bermuda Triangle. How are they here? And they shock people. I feel like nothing lasts. Oh, actually, I know nothing lasts in the Bermuda Triangle. So why are they? And that's their breeding grounds. Bermuda Triangle, I feel like, is not very, a very holy place. And they, yeah. So, it's just...
Jalen, give me another conspiracy theory. Because I believe in conspiracies, too. Girl, never mind. I ain't gonna say that. That's too crazy. I'm not even gonna tell you what I don't believe in. You know what's a conspiracy? Wait, no. You know what's a conspiracy?
What? That space isn't real.
The moon landing was not real, boo. That was not real. They go to space now, but the first time they went, that was not real.
I don't know. I don't even care.
Honestly, I don't. First of all, why would y'all lie? Y'all didn't even have to lie, to be honest. Sure. Honestly, I think they lied so they could beat other countries to saying like they did it.
Because there was a space race, remember?
Oh, yeah. But that's so dumb to lie about, because now it's like they kind of debunked it. They're like...
You know what I saw on Facebook the other day? The
Here you go.
Christmas movies?
Here you go.
It's all backwards.
Are they backwards?
It's like, because remember they look all youthful in like the other movies that look like them?
Are you saying the Nightmare Before Christmas?
Nightmare Before Christmas is them when they're dead. Like, they're all skinny and the dog looks like a ghost.
Oh, you're talking about the Nightmare Before Christmas and what's the other one called?
I saw it and it was like,
yeah, everybody. Backwards. Yeah, everybody says they think it's the same characters.
But the Night Before Christmas, they're just dead.
Let's see. What's another conspiracy? Oh, you know what conspiracies keep me up at night? Them goddamn aliens and skinwalkers.
Dude, skinwalkers?
The when Native people talk about,
when
like...
When we were at the river, my mom, she could have sworn she heard someone say her name. And like, we lived, like, the camp thing was, like, in the, like, by the woods. And I was like, you can't go outside. I got started crying.
I would have told her, girl, please.
I was like, there's little skinwalkers. I started crying.
Remember I told you about the skinwalkers in Evil?
Bruh, I'll never go in there again.
Because of the national park. Let me tell y'all something. I don't know how my dad and my stepmom stayed out there in that on those 100 acres like that. Next to that national park where people be coming up missing and stuff.
For real, they go missing there?
People do go missing in national parks a lot.
Like even that one?
Yeah. Really? That's a real thing.
In that same national park?
Girl, every national park in the U.S., people go missing every year. That's why they say you're not supposed to go alone. And you're not supposed to go off trails. Girl, I'm telling you.
I'm too scared to go off the trails.
Them skinwalkers.
Please, I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. Let's get off the skinwalkers.
Ain't no skinwalkers in Webster, boo.
That's actually my fear. Like, I don't even care.
Okay, let me start talking about it then. Your dad already looked like one. He going to be scaring the shit out of us coming in here in the morning.
Oh, wow. Oh, man. This really killed me.
No, this really killed me. This is what Marissa does when we're on the, like, we'll be talking on the phone, and I'll be like, we were talking about my high school reunion. I was like, ooh, that high school reunion looks so stupid. Y'all look dumb. And then she goes like this. Period. Jalen, are you and your friends messy? Like, do y'all get on the phone and really gossip?
I don't even know. Yes. Yes.
Let me tell you something. Me and Marissa will get on that phone. Baby, we're going to go through all y'all Instagrams and we're going to talk about y'all. I'm just telling y'all right now.
I'm just talking about Facebook and I'll be like, okay.
And they be like, yeah.
Do you edit this?
What, the podcast?
Uh-huh.
Mm-mm. Well, I guess that's really it. You want to talk about anything else? Are you done yapping for the night?
Boys are dumb.
Boys are dumb. Here's my advice to Jalen as a 13-year-old. Just stay a kid. Because I love you. I love the way you are. Me and Mom love to see you shine bright. You know, we let you do anything because you're that girl, as long as it's age appropriate. Mm-hmm. Also, your mom is raising a beautiful young lady.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just her backup sometimes. But I absolutely love you and I love the way you are.
Oh, thank
Don't
you.
Ever change. Be yourself. And honestly, the only advice I can give you about high school is just be that girl. Because when you're confident, can't nobody do nothing. Like, nothing can touch you, to be honest. And also, try everything.
Yeah.
Be like me. Have 100 hobbies. Honestly. Because, you only get one life to live.
Yeah.
Live it to the fullest. And also, please just don't try and grow up too fast. Okay. I love Leo.
I love you, too.
I'm working late.
Because I'm a singer.
Oh, it looks so cute. Wrapping my finger. My twisted humor.